Good morning, everybody out there on this Tuesday morning. Steve's thought for the day. And without any further ado, Ness.
Good morning, it's Tuesday and it's Ness Andrews. I hope you had a great weekend, and we're continuing this week on Sermon on the Mount. And I wanted to read Matthew 5:33 from The Message this morning, which is headed Empty Promises. And don't say anything you don't mean. This counsel is embedded deep in our traditions. You only make things worse when you lay down a smokescreen of pious talk, saying, I'll pray for you, and never doing it, or saying, God be with you, and not meaning it. You don't make your words true by embellishing them with religious lace. In making your speech sound more religious, it becomes less true. Just say yes and no. When you manipulate words to get your own way, you go wrong. Now, the scripture unearthed a certain feeling of distaste within me, and also an understanding of hypocrisy. But let me explain. Before I was a Christian, I would often say, Jesus, or oh my God, when speaking aloud about something that either stemmed from disbelief or was an expression of something bad that had just taken place. And these words had no relevance or connection to the circumstance or event that had just happened. But for many, this is still the case today. We use words with no understanding of the relevance to whom we refer to in our outward expression. In the same vein, people will say as an act of kindness, I will pray for you, or God bless you, when you are trying to show an act of kindness, but they then do not go and carry the promise out. It just becomes empty words, because they are said as religious pious, but no connection to the reality of the one who can change or bring comfort to a situation. Now, in this COVID-19 season, we have sadly seen too many deaths. And I think Steve, our pastor, has some weeks done in the region of 4 or maybe 6 funerals a week. And I always dislike funerals because it brings to pass the realisation that for those who are not Christians living their lives for God, it's too late for any of us to have any influence as to their onward journey. In John 14:6, it says, Jesus tells us, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So where we are called to be the salt and light of the earth, as Steve spoke about last week in chapter 5:13 of Matthew, for the dead, it's an unknown certainty between them and God. As we know, we all face judgment. It tells us in Peter 1:4-5, but they will have to give an account to him, Jesus Christ, who is ready to judge the living and the dead. Now, I myself, I don't know about you, have been to quite a few funerals, including close family, where we hear lovely accounts of people's lives, good works, and how they hope to see them in heaven. Or they bestow their beliefs in a hope that it will provide the dream or answer that they wish for. However, as it says in this scripture, when we manipulate words to get our own way, you go wrong. You become clouded by self-denial. But there is good news, and we don't have to second guess or play poker or manipulate our beliefs upon others, because Jesus already gives us the answer, as I read before in John 14:6. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So we can have certainty, we can choose our destiny, and we can have a hope for now, today, as well as eternal life. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit. Father, we just thank you for the message in your word today, Lord. And I pray that for many people, they will start seeking and looking into who you are and all that you stand for. And Father, I pray that people will see that you are not just words written in a book that don't relate to today and only relate to some 2,000 years ago, Lord, but Father, they will have a thirst for a sense of purpose and longing in their life, and that they will come to see what many millions and billions of Christians have in their life, and that relationship with you, Lord, and that it's here for today and not just when we cross into eternity. And Father, I pray that People will not wait till they're ill or someone in their family is facing mortality, Lord, to, in desperation, reach out to you. But they will come to you in the joy and knowledge of just seeking you in their daily life right now, this day. And we ask this in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Ness. Great thought. Make a great day. Make it a good Tuesday. Carpe diem.